T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
8:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL. A lot going on this weekend. Joe Geruso was here with us yesterday, and he's nice enough to come back today because we didn't have time to get it all in. Joe, first of all, I know you didn't come on for this, but Dave Cohen said there are, you know, a lot of rumors swirling around about protests going to Jackson Square tonight, trying to take down the statue of Andrew Jackson. Are you guys hearing anything about any of that?
I'm seeing a lot of rumors, but I think I'm going to evoke the old mayor, Skiro, line, don't believe any false rumors unless you hear them from me. And look, I certainly understand people get concerned. I worry that social media becomes an echo chamber where people, in quotes, hear the same thing again and again. The bottom line is the police do a lot of work on the front end before all of this happens. They're looking at social media themselves. They're talking with the protesters. They're in regular communication. And I think we all know that the French Quarter is one of our most precious resources, and the police want to do everything they can to be careful about that. And clearly the administration is monitoring that as well. So I understand the concern, and obviously what's going on in other cities makes it valid. But at the same time, let's not jump to conclusions just because somebody said it on Twitter somewhere.
I think believe no rumor till it comes from me is the best quote ever from the state of Louisiana, not just Orleans Parish. Let's talk about, as part of New Orleans history and culture too, let's talk about Cristobal and time frame and what people in Orleans Parish can expect and what steps are being taken in terms of parking on neutral grounds, anything like that. Do we know? And what about the surge in water board?
Yeah, so the administration, the city, has set up their emergency operations center on the upper floors of City Hall. They are closely monitoring this, working with obviously the National Weather Service as well as the state GOSEP, and they're keeping very close eyes on this. When we spoke earlier this week with Colin Arnold, who heads up our efforts on that on the city side, the report then was that this is looking more like a rainmaker than everything else, and the most recent tracks kind of take it more towards Morgan City than coming over New Orleans itself. So obviously you never wish for a storm to go hit any place, but we don't want it directly hitting here either. I think we're going to start probably seeing some of the effects as early as potentially Saturday morning or midday, and look for a rainy weekend. And you know, the last rain totals I saw as of yesterday were predictions between 4 to 6 with the potential to get to 10 or 15, but that is obviously potential. So crossing our fingers that doesn't happen. And you know, this is more like a nasty wet weekend that we're used to, with some maybe higher winds, but some sustained rain across the area.
How worried / confident are you about the surge in water board continuity of power, being able to pump at their capacity, et cetera?
Well, I was a little bit more concerned maybe a week ago, and then we were supposed to have our public works meeting last week, and we had sent them some really detailed questions that, frankly, the first time I didn't think were answered sufficiently enough, and also sort of getting tired of being in the same cycle of not getting the answers pre-meeting, getting some of the answers the meeting, going to the meeting, not getting all of the answers and coming back out. So this time we said we've had enough and we really want some better answers. And to Sugeon Water Board's credit, late Wednesday night, I got a response from them about their power and their pumps, and they're actually doing a lot of things that I think just aren't in the public sight right now. And that's what I want them to emphasize next week. They have a lot of upgrades going on right now to turbine 6, to their feeders, to gear switches. So they need to replace turbine 5 eventually, and we need some more power, but they're doing better than I would have thought.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate your time. Stay safe this weekend. And believe no rumor until it comes from, I'm just kidding. Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. Pardon me, we're going to take a break. WWL First News, and we'll talk to Kirk Lapine from Plaquemines Parish and also the Governor's Office of Homeland Security about Cristobal. And then between 9 and 10, we'll talk about tort reform. Right now, here, WWL First News with Dave Cohen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.